Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Karen Reed continuing on. We're hearing lots of witness testimony from that fateful night where John O'Keefe lost his life in front of the Elberts' house. But how did he lose his life? Was he hit by Karen Reed? Was he in a fight in the house? Did he just slip and fall and hit his head? Or what happened? Nobody knows the answer to that, and I don't know that we ever truly will. Joining me to discuss the last week of testimony in the case, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, I got some interesting audio to play here from the past week, but I want to get your take on what we've seen since we last talked.
I think our arc of everything we're seeing is remaining solid. I mean, we just don't quite get the charges. They keep trying to go out of their way to show an unhealthy relationship between the two, and there's vendettas. I mean, I'm just not buying it. I just don't see what they're trying to do here, and I just don't think it's going to hold up with the jury. We'll see, but yeah. I don't like the charges at all.
I feel like both narratives don't make a whole lot of sense. I mean,
they don't.
At least in terms of it being an intentional act of murder. I think he could have gotten hit, but I don't think it was intentional. And I don't think she even realized she did it if she did it.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I'm not buying the intention and I'm not buying the motive for the intention. It just doesn't hold up to anything we're seeing. It looks like a relationship, but it doesn't look like a relationship that deviates from anyone else's arc. I mean, people have moments of challenging, stressful arguments, and people don't. Mm-hmm. The night of the event, it looked like everything was pretty copacetic. The only thing that I think we keep going back, at least I keep going back to, is there's way too much alcohol consumed.
Yep.
To do a good service to anyone in this situation and to try to get testimony from people that can barely remember their names at night, I think, is mm-hmm. just doing everyone a disservice.
What do you think about the arguments that we've been hearing about, oh, there's so much inconsistency with the testimonies? The way I'm looking at it is, yeah, they're all individual people. They all had their mm-hmm. individual path that night. They were all individually drinking. So, yeah, not everybody's going to pick up on the exact same things at the same time. But that seems to be kind of a point of contention that the defense of Karen Reed continues to bring up, going, well, they didn't say that. Well, yeah, ask anybody, do any event in life, and not everybody's going to have the same outlook on what took place.
So it's a great question. So and literally, I love it when you say things I haven't thought of before, because I'm going to give you exactly what popped in my mind when you said that as a behaviorist.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a lot of differing testimonies coming in and none of it's coalescing, well, what are they trying to coalesce around? They're trying to coalesce around what did you see between the defendant and, you know, well, between Karen and John. And the fact that it's all over the place is saying what? That their behavior between those two wasn't so egregious and out of their norm that everyone was focused on watching it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in other words, everyone, like you just said, everyone was doing their own thing because doing their own thing. I mean, we are genetically and biologically very self-centered to focus and care about the things that we care about in the moment.
Sure.
And we have peripheral noise around us if we're socializing, engaging one-on-one, but we all have a different individual context of what we're perceiving unless there is a major deviation that grabs our attention like this. So what we're seeing by this testimony is there was no egregious behavior by those two that's grabbing everyone's attention and saying everyone saw this.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, they were acting like they normally act.
Well, and the testimony that we've seen, the video that we've seen of them at the bar and people who were interacting with them, everything seems normal. Everybody was kind of getting along, having a good time. There was no arguing at the bar. There was no, like, we've all been in those situations where there's a couple, you can tell there's something kind of up here, but you know, they're getting along. That wasn't even that at all.
Yeah, and there's one more thing there, Tony, too. Yeah. Her behavior when she learned that he was hit and killed and all that was really incongruent with someone that was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can go back and Google on your own, you know, some of these convicted murderers, whether it's manslaughter or anything else, that you can see how they acted when they found out about it. It's completely different.
Yeah.
Oh, you froze.
I'm here.
Okay. My screen's <It's okay>. Frozen. But so that's what it comes down to me is that, you know, her behavior after she found out what transpired, that was incongruent with behavior of someone that was intentionally trying to do harm to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, by all accounts, you know, erratic, scared, frantic, you know, just saying all sorts of things. But again, it's not someone who's like, yeah, I did that shit, you know, or fleeing the scene or something of that nature either. It's certainly been very interesting to see some of that testimony and those videos that we've seen from the dash cam of that night.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.